I'm Rob Curry. He's Pat Steinberg. And he is Ryan Huska, the head coach of the Stockton Heat, the number one affiliate of the Calgary Flames in the American Hockey League. Now, obviously, Northern California, the most pressing question we must ask you is Kevin Durant going to Golden State. That changes everything, doesn't it?
You know, it's funny. Living there, I'm a homer. No, it's funny that there's so much attention on that team around the area where we live.
Yeah.
The whole Bay Area, they're Golden State Warrior crazy. It's pretty impressive. Even my kids love watching it and throughout that playoff run. So if they can land him, if that becomes official, then look out. That team's going to be pretty scary.
Well, they did. I mean, they're scary anyway, and they got him. It's incredible.
Yeah.
This camp for you, you're handling all the on-ice duties. I'm not sure if Glenn Gullitson has told you, but he certainly told our audience that really impressed with what you and your coaching staff have done here. Tell us a little bit about the organization you put into it.
Well, you know, Ray Edwards, I guess, when you really look at it, let me go a step further. It all kind of starts with Brad up top, and then it goes kind of Connie, and then Brad Pascal, and then Ray Edwards are really the two guys that are in charge of development camp. So I dealt a lot with Ray as we led up to this week, I guess you can say, here in regards to what we wanted to put in the practices, the type of things that we wanted to see. And now it's really becoming about development, where we're trying to give the kids a taste of what's important at the professional level, and that's right from getting themselves to the net as quick as they can, learning how to box out and proper technique, I guess, or teaching the importance of stick. So all those little things we try to stuff or cram down their throats in a two-day practice window period, and I think so far it's been pretty good.
I asked this question to Brad, but he's the general manager. You're the coach. How difficult is it sometimes to break through on these young players? Because there's a lot of voices in their heads. There's a lot of people talking to them, club, team. Some of them might have agents who got help, and then now you guys. Is it difficult sometimes to cut through the clutter?
Yeah, at times it can be. And I think you can go one step further. Parents. A lot of times, too, for younger players, for sure, because they have the desire that their kids, or desire for their kids to play in the NHL as well. And if they see something that they think, hey, if you do this, this might get you there quicker, you have that battle sometimes to fight as well. But I think the longer that you have a certain player, I think they have a better understanding of what's expected of them and what we want to see from them on a nightly basis. So, you know, a guy like Oliver Shillington last year, he's a focused young man. He came in, he knew he had to improve his defensive play, and he really did work on that. Yes, there's still a ways to go, but these guys, the more they're around you, I think they understand that we have their best interest in mind as well, and we earn that trust factor, and we're I guess our staff is in a position to help them get to the NHL, and sooner than later, most guys realize that.
One of the observations I've made about this camp, and I'm wondering how it plays out for you and what you're doing, is it seems to me like it's a much younger group. There's fewer pro players. You've only got a handful of guys that you had in Stockton this year. Yeah. The rest are all draft pick and college players, right?
Yeah, and Rob, that makes it a little tougher because some of the drills we have done with our guys before, so I'm always trying to pick the certain guys at the to stand at the front of the line. And when you don't have as many of them on the ice, you're trying to get that point across to a fresh audience, and sometimes it looks like there might be a bit of a fire drill going on the ice, but for the most part, these guys I thought have done a very good job, and that's the great part about the younger players. They want to impress, so they do everything they can to make sure they're coming at you with good detail. They want to make sure they're paying attention and they're sharp with what's being asked of them.
I gotta ask you, because you brought it up, are there drill killers out there for you, or is that just a minor hockey problem?
No, God, there's drill killers at every level. I think it's funny, and it doesn't take long for that person to surface too. So it's one thing that in coach's office, there's always one or two guys that you always try to get to the back of the line if you can.
Ryan Huska, head coach of the Stockton Heat, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Your third development camp, how have they been different in terms of how they've been structured in the three ones that you've presided over and been a part of?
Yeah, well, that's a good question too, Pat. I mean, the first year I was just freshly or newly hired, I guess I can say. So Bob and his staff really ran all the on-ice practices, and everything was really geared towards the way Bob wanted the team to play. He had there were certain habits that, you know, were gospel to Bob, and I think that's what made him a very good coach. And he did everything in regards to building on those habits, defensive habits, offensive habits. So that's how he drilled his point in. Last year, I got a little bit more involved in it. Where in talking to Brad Pascal a little bit more, they wanted to see a few more small area drills or a little bit more flow in certain areas. So there's a few changes that get made over the years, but Most importantly is we want to give these guys a good experience while they're here, and that's learning and understanding what it might be like to play at the professional level, but also trying to teach them a few things along the way and give them that overall experience. And I do think it's so much more than just the on-ice portion right now. They get a chance to meet some people or players that hopefully they'll be teammates with down the road, right. And they get a better understanding of who the Calgary Flames are and what this organization's all about.
Do you get marching orders, or how much input do you and Todd have in terms of the structure of the camp and what's being focused on the ice?
You know, and that's where Ray came in this year. I mean, we had a few good conversations about what we wanted to try to accomplish with this camp, including the scrimmage day tomorrow. So it's going to be a little different. It's not going to be your typical 5-on-5 scrimmage that you normally see. So Ray did a great job of making sure he was on the phone with me a lot. We sent our practice plans back and forth quite a few times. We made sure we were all on the same page with what we were trying to get out of the young men.
I know that, and Rob had picked up on this yesterday, I think it was, we've heard a lot of the term from players learning to be a pro. And you kind of have the unique experience of a lot of guys are coming through Stockton or before that Adirondack, and that was their first experience of professional hockey. So how important can a camp like this be in kind of opening the eyes of what it is to be a pro hockey?
Yeah, you know, for first-year players coming in, guys that maybe were just drafted this past year, they come in thinking, I'm a great hockey player. And then all of a sudden there's five guys here like an Austin Carroll, a Ryan Culkin, and, you know, Jankowski that was with us for a little bit of time. They do things differently. They practice faster. They're stronger. And then all of a sudden, the young guys, they have their eyes opened up a little bit. Like, my gosh, if I want to make some strides in that organization, I need to work a lot harder here. And I think that's a big part of it. They see the five or six guys that were with us. Those guys have improved significantly just from playing with men at a professional level. And it really gives those younger guys an idea of how much work they have to put in on the ice, off the ice, what they put into their bodies. It's a huge learning experience for those young guys, and it's one that I think is very beneficial for them all.
Well, and all the players have talked about how the off-ice part of it, you know, they've done some cooking classes stuff like that, and really been taught about, okay, it goes more than even just your workout and your off-season workout plan. There's a ton that goes into it. How crucial is that side of it?
Well, very crucial, and here's a quick story. Even back in junior, we went on a little team-building trip, and some of the players had to put the dishes in the dishwasher, or some of them had to unload them. We had guys that had never put dishes into the dishwasher before, and that's just different guys are brought up differently. So for them to get some experiences that'll help prepare them for living on their own is vital to a young guy's success, because if they don't have any clue on how to take care of themselves, then it makes their progression on the ice that much more difficult, because they can barely keep their head above water off the ice. But again, that's where our staff comes into play. That's part of our role and responsibility, is we have to help bring these guys on off the ice as well, along off the ice as well, and help them with whatever that may need. And Oliver was a great example of that. He was a young guy with us last year, didn't have his driver's license. Todd took him out on driving lessons over the course of our year and made sure he was in a position to pass and get his license, so he has a little bit more freedom this coming season.
Ryan Huska from the Stockton Heat, our guest here on the Big Show. See, that fascinates me, because we're talking about it in the context of a four-day camp. There's only, you know, the cooking classes are great. You, sir, are dealing with it more on the ground level, and especially for a lot of kids coming in. And the Shillington story, I think, would shock a lot of fans that they just assume you come to the rink, you make some plans, you practice, you guys play a game. You are, and I don't want to use the babysitter's got the wrong connotation, but you really are more of a teacher than a coach in some ways.
Yeah, and I think that's very true, but I also think that's very true of the coaches now in the National Hockey League. The way the game has kind of shifted over the last little while, a lot of them, you have to be teachers, and you have to get them to understand the I guess the importance of consequences or choices that players make. And if you can get through to them at a young age, like Oliver is, or or Austin Carroll, they're going to be better for it down the road. And I can say Austin Carroll, early on in our season last year, he came in for our regulated weigh-in on Monday a little bit heavy. He missed a game because of that. Never again did his weight fluctuate. So there's some things that they learn. Sometimes they're harder lessons, but they learn along the way. And now looking at Austin when he came into this camp, I think he looks incredible. He's bigger, he's leaner, and I think he's been excellent on the ice. So all great lessons for a young guy, and that's part of our responsibility is to help bring them along any way we can.
But how difficult is it to strike that balance? Because maybe Austin Carroll is exactly what you needed in that game,
yeah.
right? You still have to try and win. You still have fans and all of that to take care of, yet... You know, here you have to develop the player long term. You have to make that decision that affects your lineup.
Well, it does, and that's part of what the American Hockey League is, though. I mean, we have to do things. I don't want to say they're a challenge to our team, but at times they are, because we want to put players in a position where they're going to improve and they're going to get better. And sometimes that means putting someone in a spot that they're not ready for, but giving them that experience is going to make them better next year. And hopefully that next year is some time with the Calgary Flames. And
right.
really that's what it becomes all about. So it's a little bit bigger picture for us.
Okay.
So sometimes mistakes do get made at our level. We have to put the player right back on the ice because we have to work on building that confidence and getting them to be guys that understand really what's accepted, what's not. But at the same time, making sure we're not really crushing that confidence level that they do have.
Ryan, with your background in the Western League and now in pro, you're seeing a lot of young men from the age of 16 to 22. Yeah. And it's real easy for guys like me to shake my fist and tell the kids to get off my lawn. But I keep hearing the same thing, that this player has changed. And I know the word entitled gets used a lot. But have you found the modern incarnation of the hockey player presents challenges to a coach that maybe weren't there in the past?
Yeah, well, you know, much as the players have changed, I think coaches have too.
Okay.
I mean, we used to be able to tell players, this is what you're going to do, and a player would go out and do it. Now they want to know, well, why?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of me doing this? And they have more questions. And I think because of that, it's forced coaches to change as well. So there's a lot more communication now that goes on. I find for us anyways, we get their thoughts on a lot of things, so we're trying to open up conversation with them to see where they're coming from.
Right.
And a lot of times it's not that hard anymore. They're very forthcoming with a lot of things nowadays, and I think for us and our staff, we treat them like I would treat you
yep.
guys, or how we would have a conversation. This is what we do in our coaching office, and I think the players appreciate that. We're honest with them. If they're not playing well, we're honest with them. But at the end of the day, I think they have an understanding that, you know, we have their best interest in mind.
I just want to be really careful, because I know we're, you know, doing the show in the shadow of, you know, one of the great hockey organizations in the world, in Hockey
yeah.
Canada. But now it seems to me that we're taking kids at younger levels and tell them, boy, you're good. Let me carry your bag. Let
yeah.
us cook your meals. Let, you know, we'll take care of you. We'll take care of you. You, sir, on the other end of that, get guys who don't know how to load a
yeah.
dishwasher. It seems to me that, you know, I just wonder sometimes if there needs to be a little correction there.
Well, it's tough, because I'm a parent now too,
and, yeah.
and a lot of times, sometimes I kick my own rear at times too, because I'm, what am I doing? My kid can do that, you know?
Sure.
And those
okay.
are all lessons that they have to learn. But I think at a young age now, everybody is, there's such a priority put on winning that you have to give them everything that a player needs in order for them to be successful.
Right.
And in turn, sometimes we take a lot of that adversity away from them, help, you know, they don't really have to deal with a lot of things in regards to that adversity. So it's part of the game now. We work with them, and as I talked about earlier, just to sum it up, they come here, they have an understanding that, you know what, I'm not good enough right now. I have to get better. And I think that too cool for school
yeah,
attitude
yeah,
that
yeah.
sometimes you see, it gets knocked out of them a little bit when they come to this camp. And then when they take it one step further, when they come back to main camp and they realize how good a Gaudreau and a Monahan and
yeah.
a Giordano are, then they really get put down a little bit more. And I think that's the humbling experience that players sometimes need in order to get that fire in them, that I have to work harder than what I currently am doing.
See that, and one last one. It sounds like I'm railing against the system. I'm not. I just, sometimes I worry that we're doing so much with these young athletes now that when you get them in the fall, they haven't had a break.
Yeah.
And they don't, you remember what it was like for
yeah.
us when hockey started. My God, hockey started. This,
yeah.
this is Christmas.
Yeah.
Do your players have that?
You know, they do. But I'm with you. I think sometimes it's too much.
Yeah.
They don't get a break. And I'm not saying Matt Tkachuk is that way. But he's been going from the Memorial Cup nonstop. There's
draft,
not a lot
yeah.
of break for the young
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And it becomes difficult on him. And I think it goes further. You know, we used to play baseball in the summers too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right away from the game, where now all those young guys, they play it year-round. And we saw in junior hockey anyways, a lot of guys that get to 19 years old or 18 years old and they didn't get drafted that year, well, they're deciding that it's enough. I don't love the game anymore the way that I used to. I'm not going to push anymore. And that's one thing that I think playing the same sport year-round.
Yep.
It does bring out, and that's why I think you hear about a lot of the greats, that you have to be multi-sport players. And I think you touched on it. It allows you to love the game and bring that passion back to it when it's hockey season again and it's time to get going.
All right, Pat, I'll get off my soapbox. Ryan Huska from the Stockton Heat, our guest here on the Big Show.
Looking ahead to next year, you're going to have a drastically different-looking team. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Flames decided not to qualify a really big chunk of kind of the regulars on your team. Have you started to kind of think about how different it might look for your group next year?
Yeah, I think the difference for us, what we're anticipating right now, and there's still going to be some player signings here along the way, whether they're AHL-contracted guys or a few older guys that will help some of our younger guys out, but we're going to be younger. Our team is going to be even a little bit younger than we have been the last couple of years, and that's okay. You know, when we're pushing these guys to compete and to play, sometimes when you're fighting for ice time against someone that's your same age or 1 year older or younger, whatever the case may be, it creates that competition because nobody's really safe. And I think that's a good thing at times. And as I said, our lineup's going to change a little bit more before we get ourselves to that point. I'm sure we'll look to add someone on our back end probably that's got some experience. I mean, we lost Aaron Johnson, and he was an important piece of our team. And probably, you know, up front, we might look to add another piece as well. And whether that's an NHL-contracted guy or AHL-contracted guys, a little bit more leadership and a little bit more veteran presence will help our young group of guys. But again, the people that we do have returning, the Hathaways and the Freddie Hamiltons, they're going to push to get jobs on the Flames. But if we do happen to get those guys back, they're great quality people, and they're going to be real important for our team in Stockton.
I'm curious because hockey's a business, right? And we know that. But this has kind of got to be one of those times where it feels most like a business because, you know, you've been working with players like Kenny Agostino and Bill Arnold and Drew Shore and Bryce Van Braben for a number of years and developing, and now all of a sudden the organization's decided to go in a different direction. I know that you sign up for hockey being a business, but is that at the same time a little difficult to see those guys move on?
It's a challenge, but I think for us as coaches, ideally we want to see them play for the Calgary Flames. But if we see like a Kenny Agostino signing with St. Louis, if we see him get some time with St. Louis, you're really happy for him, and there's a little bit of sense of pride that you maybe had something to do with getting him to that point where he can see himself achieve his dream. So even though we don't have these guys anymore, we still kind of live through them a little bit, if that makes any sense. They were important people to our team. We're going to miss a lot of them dearly, but this now gives an opportunity to some of our younger players to get a little bit more ice time, to push for key roles on our team, and drive us forward, and that's really what it becomes about now. But it is different. I guess you can look at it like junior hockey with the age groups.
Right.
You lose some players because simply they're too old now to play with you anymore. In this situation, maybe it is a little bit more about the business where it's about contracts and decisions that have to be made on certain players. But it's very similar that you lose quite a few guys from year to year, but that's what the American Hockey League's all about.
Should make for whether it's at main camp in Calgary or when the camp in Stockton begins. With all that opportunity available, whether it be players who played for you last year or players that are hoping to play for you this year, it should make for a pretty hungry camp.
Well, in particular, you know, I love Bob. I thought he was great to me. I've said that before. But they have a new coach now here that they have to impress. And I think because of that, you'll see a lot of excitement at camp. Guys are going to really bring their best. Veteran players, rookies, if you want to call them that, they're all going to be putting their best foot forward here because they want to impress him. Because as you guys know, that first impression is so critical. And coaches are probably the worst. If they see a guy the first time that they don't really like, it's hard to kind of overcome that. So you want to make sure that you're ready to go when the first time you step on the ice for training camp, because you want Glenn to look at you and say, hey, this guy's got something here. Because if that's the case, you know, then he's going to pull for you a little bit more than someone that, this guy's a dog.
Yep.
So there's a lot on the line for everybody coming into this camp again, because it's a totally new staff with Dave and Paul and still with Marty and Sig.
Some of the players that you had last year who maybe weren't able to, just because of depth and bodies and experience, weren't able to play as big a role for you. I look at like a Hunter Smith or a Kenny Morrison or something like that. Now here's their opportunity to really jump up and grasp something. Is that the expectation, that they jump up and they grab this opportunity that's there for them?
It is, and that starts with Penn Tickton. You know, so they need to grab it right away. And I think that's how they build confidence. So if we were to look at Kenny, he had a great start with us in Glens Falls. really had a tough go in Penticton, and things kind of snowballed the wrong direction for him. And that's how important confidence is for a player. So, you know, Kenny and Hunter and Austin and Morgan Klimchuk is another one. They want to come in with a chip on their shoulders into Penticton with some edge and make sure that they're ready to play and be the best guy on the ice. And that's really what we want to see from all of our returning guys, is we want them to be competitive. And a lot of times competitive means you're pushing yourself to be better than you were the day before.
Yeah.
And if they have that fire, then our team's going to be in good shape. And at the end of the day, it becomes a lot of times the player's responsibility. You talked about everything being handed to guys sometimes.
Yeah.
But the onus now is on them as well. We'll give them that opportunity. It's now what they do with it that matters.
Ryan Huska, the Stockton Heat head coach, our guest here on the Big Show. Just a couple more for me. One is the move to the West last year. It was promoted as, you know, the travel would be easier, a little fewer games, more development. Certainly your first half schedule allowed for a lot of practices. You had the luxury of coaching in the East and now in the West. What was the big difference? I would have to think the variety of opponents in the East was probably the biggest.
Well, we've got Arizona or the Tucson team coming now, so it's going to add another flavor of the week for us. But, you know, the real difference that I found in New York, where our location was in Glens Falls, we were very close to a lot of teams there.
Mm-hmm.
We played in an old building. You can say character, but I'll say old. It was a little bit run down at the time. But you spent a lot of nights in your own bed, and we were in the Western Conference still, and so we had to travel and play these teams out here quite a bit more. And if you're in the Eastern Conference out there, you're in your own bed a lot.
Right.
Whereas in California, of course, the circuit's nice because it's always warm weather that typically we're in, some pretty nice cities and nice situations there. We found a challenge with Los Angeles, where we were learning how to handle the travel, where we would head ourselves down to San Diego. You'd have to drive through L.A., and there was times where we'd have 2.5 hour delays. There's times where it would be 3 hour delays. So those trips, when you're learning about how to travel around California, traffic is a major factor.
Yep.
And that's part of our learning curve that we figured out this year. So we were able to adjust a few things as the year went on, and we'll continue to do that moving forward. But I would say we had way more time to practice. No 3-and-3s. And I think that, I think, is in the best interest of the players, because that third game in three nights, you don't get a lot from those guys.
Yep.
They just physically can't do it. And by being in the situation that we, I guess, we're in with playing less games, you eliminate those 3-on-3s or 3-and-3s, and your players are much fresher, and they're able to play closer to their best each and every night.
Last one for you, a little self-evaluation. So going into your third year as a pro head coach, you know, if you learned about yourself, when do we start the Ryan Huska rumors at the NHL level? Please let us know. We're happy to do it. But I mean, how's your development
come? I think it's been good. You know, the American Hockey League, I have found, and I've coached in the Western Hockey League, of course, a little bit of time with the World Juniors, and now in the American Hockey League. It's a very challenging league to coach in because of all the different dynamics that come into play in regards to putting guys in situations, working with Calgary, working with our roster, players coming up and down from the East Coast League, losing guys to the NHL. Things change all the time. And at the end of every year, for our staff and me in particular, we always write a list of things we liked and didn't like. It always seems like my laundry list is a lot to the negative side, a lot I have to work on in comparison to the positive side. But there's a lot of learning that goes on. And I think by spending time in the American Hockey League, you become a better bench coach. I think you learn how to prepare better. And I think you have a better handle on what it takes to get professional hockey players or men to that next level, both in regards to development and winning, which is something this year we have to find a way to do. I mean, it's great to say we're around 500 and guys are getting called up and they're playing well when they're getting called up. That's very important to us. We want to see that continue, but we also want to win. And that's something that we want to see our group do this year, is get ourselves into the playoffs.
Ryan, really appreciate this. You've been very generous with your time. I know I speak for Pat and Ryan in the morning. Your generosity all throughout the hockey season is really appreciated on this station. And Pat knows, has taken the calls from the fans. People really do care about what's going on in Stockton. There's a lot of interest in the work you're doing down there. So really want to thank you for everything you do for us.
Well,
really,
that's great, and I appreciate it. I actually really enjoy those conversations as well. So
with Ryan or us?
Everybody. Well, let's say you
because
guys.
Because Ryan's tough.
You say you guys.
No, Ryan does a great job.
But it's I do enjoy it, and I think you guys do a great job, and we appreciate you guys talking about our group and our players down there and putting them in front of the people. I think that's important as well for them to be able to people able to recognize the face when they do get called up because of the talks that you guys do have on your radio show.
Thanks, Ryan.
Okay,
thanks,
thank you, guys.
Ryan Huska, head coach of the Stockton Heat.